Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We do traffic here, though, first. Nope. No traffic here at all, but I wanted to let you guys know, obviously, Corey Brock joining us on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. Good morning to you, Corey. Fun time of year.
Yeah, this is what you get when you have me on. There's no traffic anywhere. People have pulled over. They want to really hear the segment this morning.
Well, we are without our rudder, right? Ben is our rudder. He handles all the business, sets everything up. But he decided to take vacation during trade deadline week. So that's pretty cool. We're really excited about that. And we're just in here holding it down. But we want to
get... Corey, could you imagine just taking a week off?
Right now. You're just like, hey, I'm out. Enjoy.
Sitting on the beach.
Real team player there.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Well, it's good to have you on because I'm telling you, man, yesterday, Paulie and I were out at Petco pre-game, walking around, talking to some guys, and some news breaks out of Seattle. I immediately was like, we got to talk to Corey. I've never seen anything like this. Please try to walk us through the thought process of the Mariners front office trading Kendall Graveman to the division-leading Houston Astros.
Yeah, there's a lot of layers to this. And the first of which that Jerry DePoto, the general manager, alluded to was, you know, this is the first move. There's going to be others to come. And trying to make sense of this move in a vacuum is really difficult to do right now. So basically what he's saying is, hey, let me do my work. Let me make X amount of trades, and we'll reevaluate this thing at the end. Now, that won't change the fact that you have traded your best reliever, Kendall Graveman, to a team that's ahead of you in the standings and in your own division. But that said, you know, they have a very strong group of relievers, and I've said this for a while, I think they could cover for his loss if it meant that you're adding a significant piece, or, you know, adding a piece, I should say, that can help you now and help you next season when I think this rebuild will really kick into gear. So, but I think the optics of it, guys, is what really looks bad. You know, they just had an emotional win the night before, came back from a 7-0 deficit, beat the Astros 11-8. Kendall Graveman, very popular in the clubhouse. You know, so certainly there's some hurt feelings there. But I think if you step away from this and look at it from 30,000 feet, you can see, it's a trade that will help the Mariners. They got a 24-year-old switch-hitting infielder with close to 5 years of control left. You know, these are the kind of trades you make. Kendall Graveman is a rental. He's going to be a free agent after the season. But again, I think really what skews this whole thing, guys, is the optics of it.
Yeah, I agree, because here's, you know, I got to imagine if you're in there every day and you're there 4 hours early and you're taking your ground balls and you're getting your BP in and the long, arduous road trips and all the media, you know, media is kind of back in the fold now. And you're grinding, and you're grinding it out, and you're hanging around. You're in that race, and you feel that the guys in the clubhouse, we're all in this thing together. Like you said, that win actually cost me some money the night before, but it was a great, great win. Like it was awesome and an emotional lift. And then to have kind of, I think the players probably feel like the rug was pulled out from under them. And I know there were some really pointed comments. Nobody's put a name to it yet, kind of unnamed sources. People have their speculation about who it was. But it just feels like, you know, what are we doing in here? Like, we're in this thing, and you know, that's just got to be such a bummer for those guys.
Yeah, totally. And I will never be dismissive of that, because, you know, we're not privy to that relationship. Well, first of all, we're not in clubhouses anymore,
right.
But, you know, we just, we're not part of that family, that inter sanctum. Like, in, you know, not, certainly Kendall Graveman was a leader there. He was sort of a beloved figure, and I completely get that. You know, I wouldn't want my best friend traded away or hired away from another company, you know, in the world that we deal with.
Oh, yeah.
So I completely see that, but, you know, I'm just thinking holistically at this thing. And, you know, there were a lot of hard feelings. You know, you could gauge a lot on Twitter. Maybe you shouldn't, but, you know, people really heard about this. And then people who sort of saw it for what it was. And I honestly, I can't encourage everybody to do that, but just give it a try. Give it a look at this. You know, we saw Abraham Toro hit a home run last night in his first at bat with the Mariners. I think this is a player that a lot of teams really liked. And, you know, would certainly move some interesting pieces to get him. Again, it's a tough look here, but I'm willing to, you know, give Jerry DePoto a pass and see what this looks like come Friday.
We are talking to our pal Corey Brock, Mariners beat writer, here on Ben and Woods. And that wasn't the only move that went down yesterday. And one of the weirder things that I've seen in a while, it looked like left-handed starting pitcher Tyler Anderson was going to be traded from the Pirates to the Phillies. It was a done deal. There were names involved. There were tweets going around with verified check marks. And then what happened? Something fell through, and now he's a Seattle Mariner?
Yeah, from what I understand, it was maybe one of the medicals. Maybe there was an issue with one of the players, minor league players from the Phillies going to the Pirates, that threw a snag in this. And you know, just couldn't get to the finish line there. And that, then you probably saw it too. There was a tweet where with Tyler Anderson's in a Pirates uniform and he's out on the field today. So credit to the Pirates for shifting gears quickly. You know, certainly they're in sell mode and they're going through probably what the Mariners went through, you know, the decision they made at the end of 2018 to go the rebuild route. So yeah, Anderson's he's not bad. And here's the other thing, guys, the Mariners have four healthy starting pitchers. Okay. If they could prop one of you two up, for a couple innings, they would probably do that, but you guys would have to get on an airplane and come up here. But so they needed bodies. They're not done trading. I suspect there's going to be more, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe Friday. But yeah, Anderson, kind of a good under the hood rental that didn't cost you anything.
Yeah, and that's, you know, those guys are really, really important. So I, you know, we talk a lot about the Giants, right, and what they've been able to do this year. It has been nothing short of, I mean, miraculous. I mean, no one, not one single pundit, Passan, Rosenthal, nobody said, oh yeah, they're gonna, you know, be leading this division, you know, in nearly August, Corey. And what I kind of have been thinking is, man, this is almost against the plan, right? This is totally against the plan. This is not what they expected. They weren't expected to be a team that's going to go out and be like, well, do we need to trade Joey Bart for Max Scherzer now? Like, they've opened their window a little bit early. Padres have done that, I think, in the last couple of years as well. And it changes things, doesn't it, for the GM, and they have to be able to pivot.
Well, and that's exactly what we've seen up here, too. It's the same situation. You know, the Mariners, again, the third year of the rebuild, and they're sort of surpassing expectations this year. And here's the funny thing, guys. You know, I get a lot of texts about, oh, the rebuild must be working. Well, kind of. But the guys that they've really – the guys they went out and traded for to be – you know, to kind of spearhead this rebuild, you know, and go down the list, Justice Sheffield, Justin Dunn, Evan White, the Gold Glove first baseman, a lot of those guys, Kyle Lewis, reigning American League MVP, a lot of those guys haven't played much this year or haven't played well. They're being propped up by Drew Streckenrider and of course, the buddy you guys are very familiar with, Ty France. You know, who's a very nice player, I should say. So it's kind of given the illusion that, okay, we're in this thing. We kind of have to go for it because,
yep,
you know, we're in it. You know, we got maybe that shifted their mindset a little bit. But, you know, at some point, and I wrote about this earlier yesterday before the you know what hit the fan, guys, you know, maybe we should just not, like, care about run differential right now and just enjoy the Mariners for what they are. You know
yeah.
what I mean? And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Guys, they haven't been in the playoffs since 2001. Think about what you were doing in 2001. So, you know, go for it, enjoy this. But I think, yeah, yesterday kind of throws a black cloud over it.
Yeah, it was a really weird, emotional day for a lot of players, as trade deadline week usually is. And I think we forget, you know, we as the guys that cover the team, watch the team, love the team, talk about the team, you know, you do forget. You do. You're like, okay, can we get better? Great. Ship him out of here. You don't really think about how it affects the clubhouse. You don't really think about how it affects the actual player. And I think, you know, hey, now more than ever, it's important we take all those things into consideration. Corey, thank you for bringing some levity and for helping us reset what it was a really weird first hour for our show.
Well, did I feel like I missed something?
You did. You can go back and listen on the Odyssey app from, I don't know, about 6:30 to 7. The wheels came completely off, as they've been known to do from time to time. But you have settled it down. You got us back on track, and we are very, very appreciative of that.
Well, and let me say, you know, it's always a pleasure to come on with you guys, and I think you guys know how I feel about San Diego.
Oh, yeah.
The people of San Diego. My buddy Cesar Barajas down there, Darren Smith, all, you know, the whole crew down there. You guys will always be close to my heart. So please reach out anytime.
You got it, buddy. Thanks so much, Corey.
All right. Take care.
That's our pal Corey Brock, Mariners beat writer, here on Ben and Woods, bringing a little levity and a little bit of calmness to the program.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.